23 years ago, George Tortorelli moved to the woods around Gainesville. The nationally recognized New Age musician says he changed musical careers to find more peace and harmony in his life.
Well, I was a rock and roll bass player back then when I lived in Miami, and that was, the perfect thing when you're a teenager, you know, rebellious, what have you, growing up on Hendrix and Zeppelin or whatever. So what happened is I started, just kind of getting really stressed from just constant banging, heavy music, you know, even the practicing, my ears would be ringing, playing clubs, kind of unhealthy environment, what have you. And I started playing flutes. I started collecting flutes. It was actually from listening to Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven that I was starting to, oh, those recorders are beautiful. And I started playing around with the recorder. And bit by bit, that soft sweetness of the flute started winning my heart over rock and roll.
Surrounded by a forest of bamboo, Tortorelli has earned a living making flutes and traveling the country performing his meditative music.
And I make them in all kinds of scales from around the world, India, Oriental, Native American, you know, so that you get these different moods. And I made flutes from anywhere from 2 or 3 inches down to like 5 feet, huge. I haven't actually gone to those countries, but from listening to the music for quite a long time, I'd go, oh, I know that note wants to go there or whatever. And then I'd try to make a hole in the flute that would correspond. And it takes a lot of trial and error to come up with that first prototype. And if they don't work out, they would end up kindling for my wood stove.
Tortorelli's style is called medicine wind flute music, ranging from Indian to Renaissance. He's recorded at least 10 CDs, many with his musical partner, harpist Lisa Lynn from Los Angeles. This past summer, their release, Hopes and Dreams, stayed at number 6 on the Billboard charts for 2 months. The two travel 40 weeks a year performing their Celtic and New Age music to promote healing and well-being. Tortorelli also gives solo performances. One of his solo recordings is called Rites of Passage.
Some of them are indicative of various changes in my life, hence the title, Rites of Passage. You know, just relationships, various things, moving on, and, you know, coming home, leaving home, what have you. And there's definitely a strong spiritual undercurrent in there, you know, devotion to the powers of nature in particular that are so inspiring. A good sunset, I'll do it anytime, or the wind blowing through the bamboo or what have you, whatever it takes to touch that inspiration that helps the music come through.
Another solo recording is Walkabout, which features a variety of instruments, including a didgeridoo, which is an Aboriginal Australian horn, tabla, shakers, and a bamboo jaw harp. Each solo performance is unique, he says, and his interaction with the audience can differ.
I'm mostly in my own little world, but maybe I'll talk a little bit at some point. But it really is like a meditation, and I find that, especially in a sensitive kind of crowd, that when everyone's just still and in that real quiet space, it opens me up, and I start bringing it through, and then I get more meditative, and then they get more meditative, and the whole thing together gets really, really beautiful. And sometimes afterward, there may not even be clapping for 5 minutes or something, where everyone's just kind of in that beautiful mood together, you know?
In the works are two more recordings with harpist Lisa Lynn, one a Christmas CD. And on a project called Hymns of the Heart, people can expect to find such tunes as Swanee River, but at a much slower, peaceful pace.
It is in the plans that we want to do a record, you know, hymns and lullabies, like real sweet old-time tunes done in a new sort of meditative way, because the melodies are so beautiful. But rather than to just slow it way down, then it just touches another place in your heart.
As for the future, George Tortorelli says you'll probably find him in Gainesville, down a dirt road in the woods, still making flutes and making medicinal music. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.